Chapter 2. Idleness in Work. I, Seb, started my first business in high school. A family friend asked me one day if I'd be interested in getting paid to seal his deck. I went to the hardware store and got lessons on how to use all the tools necessary to do the job. Power washers, stains, seals, techniques, the whole nine yards. I did the job for him, and as I was working, inspiration hit. Rather than just enjoy the spoils of one afternoon's work, I decided to print up flyers and plaster the neighborhood with them. Professional deck sealing. Within a day, I'd secured two more jobs. My fledgling startup was off the ground. My driving goal in this business was not to provide superior service or even to beautify the neighborhood, much less to glorify God through a job well done. My goal was to seal as many decks as possible in as little time as possible for as much money as possible and with as little effort as possible. The end of the story is not good. My maniacal focus on speed, cost, and ease made for some pretty shoddy work. I didn't think it was necessary to move potted plants, for instance, before sealing the decks. So a few of my customers discovered unsealed circles on their decks when they moved their pots in the fall. I chose not to protect the sides of the house either, and so I ended up leaving a shiny streak at the base of the brick. To my embarrassment, more than one customer had to ask me to redo the job and warned me to clean up my filthy mess when I was done. Of course, at the most basic level, this was just bad business practice. Because I was doing such a terrible job, my business was inevitably going to suffer. Yet, as inadvisable as such shoddiness on the job may be from a purely business perspective, the more important issue was my heart. I believed that mediocre work was okay. The quality of my work didn't really mean anything to me. It was simply a means to an end, a way to get money and serve my own selfish needs and desires. As we saw in the previous chapter, we can over-identify with our work and make it into an idol. But the opposite is also true for many of us. We under-identify with our work. We care too little about it and find ourselves being idle in our work. Idleness literally means not working, just sitting idly by while others provide for us. We all know that's bad, so we'll assume the average person reading this book isn't quite as dramatic in being idle. When we talk about being idle in our work, we don't mean...